Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. It's just like a chocolate milkshake. Just exactly like a chocolate milkshake. Exactly.
Hey everyone, In Ear presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam News. Belfast tickets are now available and our second London show will be announced tomorrow, so just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets and follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the most up-to-date information. That's it for show announcements. Thank you all for contacting us and suggesting places, being patient while we sorted out venues, and apologies if we couldn't make it to your hometown. Hopefully this won't be our only UK show, because frankly, I want to know what Hull has to offer. One of our Edinburgh shows still has a few spots left, same with Cardiff, and our Birmingham show has opened up more tickets. Of course, if you missed out, add your name to the waiting list and we'll see what we can do. Or consider heading to sanspantsplus.com and becoming a member today. You'll get any news regarding live shows early where possible, as well as 10% off tickets and access to a bunch of exclusive content, forums, and even a Discord. That's sanspantsplus.com. Speaking of exclusive content, we've just released the third and final part of the Merchant of Greatbirth series, and that's available to all King subscribers, as well as available to purchase over at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com. We will be launching a brand new USB tape very soon, which will include everything from Husfirma Pride and the complete day the circus came to town, as well as the Merchant of Greatbirth 3 adventure. Once again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter for more information.
Welcome to episode 2 of The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously,
to hooch like a lumbo, hogling is my moniker.
I don't even think I can possibly try to approximate.
Welcome to be like enjoyed by marriage.
I like
as well.
To think maybe he's like one of those uncles we call uncle.
I am Algernon Hogling.
I'm Flang Dangle, Quicken Rabbit.
You can see the town of Temperance, a small elven settlement way out here in the dry steppes, a desert.
I don't know even what the fuck an animal tamer wears.
Most creatures have these pressure points or chi points.
Cool. I guess ghosts probably don't.
Being a cowardly man. Can I send...
This adventure's going to go well.
Oh, yes.
He stops, turns around, and tries to focus on your face, but he's having trouble.
Can I give him a bit of a... Do I smell alcohol?
What you want to do with him, boss?
Is torture frowned upon?
You know that classic, like, something is underneath the earth coming towards you, and it's, like, displacing earth as it moves. No.
Tremors?
A big mole?
Yeah, like a tremors.
No, June? The sandworm from June?
Yeah, it's the sandworm from June.
Holy
shit. Hooch, you do your absolute best to tame the worm. All your career and knowledge has come to this point. Nah. Just nah.
Just turn back to you, one eye sort of off to the side, shrug.
God, man, what am I paying you for?
I'll try again.
The three Triceratops and the one Diplodocus and the many Velociraptors all running around you pass a small fence and a swinging sign that says Temperance City Limits, population 1,872.
1,872.
Does it look like it was just crossed out from 1,873?
Yeah.
Be good.
The creature leaps out of the ground, and when it tries to cross the threshold of Temperance City Limits, it slams instead into some sort of invisible barrier, crumples all up against it. The creature, like, you know, like a rope is slowly crumpling against this barrier. Its body slowly wraps around the top of the invisible barrier, and you can see it extends very high, and this creature is very big. From when it finally is completely out of the dirt and just falling, you can see that if you were to walk from one end of it to the other, it would take you about as long as walking from...
one end of a giant worm.
Well, the thing I've got in my head right now is Melbourne CBD, but like, whoa, that doesn't mean a lot for
so
viewers
a town, a very big, well, city.
It's the length of, I'd
how
say...
How many football fields?
How many football fields?
Yeah.
Maybe 20?
My word.
Oof, that's big.
Yeah, it's...
Dear Lord.
10 city blocks, maybe. in length.
God well, damn.
As tall as a skyscraper.
So, Hooch, the potential for taming this thing.
Okay, but if I try, but suspect I die.
Its tail hits the other side of the town, far in the distance. The creature spasms once on the barrier, then rolls off and begins to encircle this magical barrier.
I think Mr. Ringmaster Algernon, him and got my ears to hear.
But if we could...
I could put out, just try to begin with placing particular snacks in it, can eat the snacks and gain its trust.
All right, you'll have to walk to the other side of town to get to its mouth.
All right.
Do that.
You guys cross through the main street in town.
Do I have, like, is there, like meat that I use to, like, train to Miss Marple the ank egg?
Yeah, Miss you
Marple?
Have...
Miss Marple's the ank egg, and our dire kangaroos are Briggs and Murtaugh.
You have some meat, but you don't know how much meat this thing's going to require.
I've been given instructions by the ringmaster, so, like...
I'm just thinking, if we can tame this thing, we will have the greatest circus in all the land.
He's not wrong.
He's
walking
right.
Walking through town, doors start opening up and elves start coming out. All of them are emaciated.
Oh. Yes, it's hard to get food when there's a big worm outside.
The elves look like perhaps this town has been besieged by this creature for some time now. Mm. All of their stomachs are like shrinking, concave things. And you can see bones and skeletal structure from all
I
of them.
I tell Upper E to secure the food triceratops. Make sure nobody comes near it.
Yes, boss.
Please tell me that Taller E has like a, almost speaks like Fraser Crane, because that's what I'm imagining for some reason.
Like, Niles!
Yeah, isn't that good against...
Yes, hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's what I want.
All right. So he has like hair like Fraser Crane. Yeah. They're like bald on top, swept back.
Well, we're all a bit bald, so like it's good.
Hereditary baldness, that's all right.
It's a halfling thing, not a your specific family. So... the elves just stare at you as you guys pass through town. What would you like to do? There's like a big, large, open, what was once farmland, but is now just dirt that you guys could set up if you want.
Well, they look a little bit mopey. I reckon they might be in need of a circus.
You're not wrong there, boss.
Set up the tents.
All right.
Can I address the crowd?
Sure.
Hello, good fellows. My name is Algernon Hogling of the Hogling Family Circus, and we are here to entertain you. I met one of your chaps on the way in. Poor, poor man. We tried to give him food and shelter and comfort, but he didn't have no bar of it. And I extended the hand of friendship to him, and yet he rejected it forthwith. I'm hoping, nay, praying, that you will not be near as rude or cruel as he was to my delicate ego. What say you? Roll up, roll up.
The crowd is silent. Until...
a bit of a dour lot, huh?
From up the back, coming, walking from like a you know, archetypical type church, the one room, the big steeple, is an elf, also emaciated, wearing deep black robes and with that friar's sort of like bald in the middle and then hair all around it. That, he's walking towards you guys with like, you can tell just by his stance and how he's moving, he's furious.
Oh dear.
He looks you dead in the eyes, points a finger at you and says, "You have cursed this town."
How?
"You have killed us."
How?
"You prevented our sacrifice, our lawful." He, as he reaches up with both hands, you see he has like a black book in one hand.
Can I just point out to this disrupting rapscallion that in fact your sacrifice did go ahead, your elf man was consumed by the worm in question, and we have interfered with nothing.
Boy was supposed to be at the altar, sacrificing himself for us and our gods. Heretics!
We also, he ate a triceratops. That's a pretty big sacrifice as well.
Heresy! He keeps yelling. Everyone's paying a lot of attention to him, and you're getting a lot of dirty looks from the crowd.
Well, look, I mean, you all seem a little bit upset, so how about a circus to cheer you up? Yes?
The elf takes a step forward towards you, and you take a step back, because he's fucking terrifying. And he says, "There will be reckoning!" He turns around.
Of entertainment.
By reckoning, do you mean a reckoning in the entertainment sense.
The just who wish to repent for the sins that they have brought upon us may begin the process. He walks back towards the church and a lot of the crowd follows him.
But not all the crowd.
But not all the crowd. What process? Define process.
One of the elves looks at you and says, there must be blood.
Whose blood?
He shrugs.
But we should leave. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, wait, no.
The giant worm there, boss.
Hooch, how are you going with the taming?
Yeah, how close to the face of the creature am I?
You wander up to it. You're all alone. You don't know what's happened.
I don't want to get to the creature's mouth. I just want to be on the other side of the barrier.
It has no discernible face, just a maw.
I have to the meat in.
How throw the meat.
Oh, fella. How is you alright in this particular underson?
The meat slaps into the side of the creature's maw and... slowly slides down.
Alright then.
Who's a good boy and or girl?
Let's see what else I got. I want to look down at my medium cage. Look back up at it.
A medium cage could hold probably a man if he crouched.
Don't think they're going to fit him inside of this particular cage. I'm just going to keep trying. I'm just going to stay here and keep trying to tame this particular
know
worm.
That if you come back empty-handed, you will be whipped.
Exactly. So it's probably best for me to just carry on. I talk to it. Maybe occasionally I, like, provoke it a bit with, like...
Can you try to feed it again?
Yeah. I keep throwing meat at it.
If it won't accept the carrot, give it the
so
stick.
Exactly, yeah. If it doesn't eat the meat, I, like, throw my smoke stick at it. Try and spook it.
Nothing seems to be really affecting it.
I'm just going to keep at that until the boss tells me different.
I do not. Continue.
That's what you're doing then.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Back to the circus. Upper E says to you, this is kind of fucked, boss. I don't think I can, if they're going to rush us, like, I could wrestle one elf.
Should we circle the wagons kind of thing?
Yeah, you're like setting up the tents. So
okay, let's create a perimeter. Velociraptors in the middle. Triceratops around the velociraptors, and then
the Diplodocus can just do its own thing.
And when I say velociraptors in the middle, I mean me in the middle of the velociraptors. and then around the triceratops, I will place. Excelinor is reasonably expensive, so he can come in with the velociraptors. Everybody else can encircle the triceratops. And I'll hang on to Upper E as well because I need some muscle. Radino's already been eaten, hasn't he?
Yeah, Radino's dead.
I should probably cross Radino off.
Okay. And the furthest part of the perimeter...
You also have the Diagangers, although they respond mostly to the commands of, Hooch. The Diagangers...
Miss Marple's good.
Put the...
Yankeg?
Yeah.
No, that's a wild creature that you're trying to tame.
I'll tame it in time.
Sorry?
Put the dire kangaroos with the triceratops because they're reasonably expensive, but without Hooch, they're not really worth all that much to me. And then put Barlow the acrobat on the furthest point of the perimeter so he will be the first to go if somebody comes looking for blood. Flandangle or Flipdangle or whatever you're calling yourself these days, you can be slightly within the perimeter because your mother will be furious if I let you get et.
That is correct, sir.
Meanwhile, Hooch, continue as you were. I fear our only way out of this is taming the worm.
A lot of the elves are just watching you guys as you set up. None of the ones that went to the church, they're all still in there. In fact, you probably hear the bell ringing occasionally and maybe like the sounds of, you know, prayer and stuff like that coming from there. From the outer edges of town, you see another elf, a female, stomping towards you guys. She's got like a simple blood red robes.
I adjust my toupee.
She's got simple blood red robes, a pleasant looking face, but her eyes are tired.
I smooth my mustaches.
Her clothes look like kind of torn and shabby, like she's been in a fight. When she gets to the group, she's staring at you guys, starts talking to, like, moving among people, talking with them.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Nice tan you have here. Well, tan you have
not
here.
Really.
Yes. Can I ask, who are you?
Well, my name is Flang Dango the Acrobat. We are part of the amazing Hogling Family Circus. Perhaps you have heard of us.
Put some spirit into it, boy.
Perhaps you have heard of the amazing Hogling Family Circus. We are a bunch of traveling halflings that we have seen amazing things. We do amazing things. This is our amazing entertainment.
I remember event. That tent, yes.
That's a nasty cough you got there, lady.
I remember that tent, yes. I think you came to town when I was a child.
That is probably correct. Were you amazed at my ability to snatch arrows out of the thin air?
You've come at a very poor time. I don't think you were there then. It was quite some time ago.
Probably not. I'm quite young, yes.
You've come at a dreadful time, obviously. The creature is...
What is that, by the way? There.
I'm not sure. I've been researching it for months now, but to no success. Is one of your people near its maw?
He's just a big pile of meat in front of it.
That is hurling it at it. That is my great uncle, I believe. He's a hoochie. He's trying
to
tame
that beast.
If he sticks
any part of his body outside the protective circle, he's a dead man.
Right. Right. Well, do you want to talk to my boss? Algernon, the ringleader of this here fine circus.
I run my hand through my toupee, smoothing it. He's out my chest and clear my throat.
Amazing human being, the kindest person you'll ever did meet, and oh my God, he's got the vocals of an angel. Now you go speak to him, and I'm going to go talk to my great uncle.
Oh, all right then. Hello.
Greetings, pretty lass. How fare you this fine morn? Are you in need of some circus entertainment? Perhaps a private show in my personal tent.
The curtains to Exelona's room open up, and Exelona sticks his head out and just watches again.
Exelona loves a show. Sorry, young Craig loves a show.
She seems not, like, flattered or anything like that, just like, oh, okay, anyway. you've come at, a poor time. I can't be away from my dwelling for too long. I'm afraid that the religious nuts of the town might do something rash. But you might be able to help us.
How?
There's a sheriff in this town. He's currently locked away in the jail at the sheriff's office. If you could free him, hopefully without bloodshed, that would be very good. You haven't aroused anger from anyone here, have you?
No,
really, not at all.
Oh, good.
Not remotely.
That priest, the just nut job, is trying to sacrifice people to his gods.
So if I was to attempt to free your sheriff, that would be a beneficial thing for you and the people of your town, would it not?
A calming presence.
Yes, a calming presence. Good. No. Now, see, where I am from, when a service is given, payment is received. So if you... Don't mind me asking, I bat my eyelashes at her, what's in it for me?
What do you want?
I blush. coin, actually, will do just fine.
Well, oh, good, I have coin.
an ample amount of coin. You see, I came to your town hoping to be putting on a show and to make some money from presenting you with the finest entertainment your poor weary eyes ever did see. As it turns out, that will not be happening, so you can understand my disappointment. I would like the equivalent money to your entire town having visited my circus for a week.
How much would that be?
I don't know what the currency is in this place.
Are you, like, being generous for yourself, or are you being, like, realistic here?
I'm being excessively generous for myself.
Well, if all of the roughly 2,000 people in this town attended your show, you would make, across 2 days?
I said a week, but I'll go 2 days.
A week? You'd make maybe 2,000 gold.
2,000 gold. I'll take that. For the sheriff.
She sputters. To 2,000.
2,000. Like an old timey like calculator, like an abacus. Like, well, let's see. We've got like, this is what, 2,000 people in the town. I can't perform my show because of this, you know, all this time and effort going towards this, helping the sheriff. So we can't perform for at least two nights. So everyone comes to see us.
Plus insurance for that
Triceratops we did lose coming into this town.
2000 for the show we're not getting.
By that dirty preacher boy. Yes, 2000.
Actually, you know what? No, 2000 plus 10% for the devoured Triceratops, plus another 5% for the emotional distress enacted on my person by your giant worm, which nobody warned me about on my way to the town. And I do believe, whatever that comes to, is, I believe, more than fair compensation for the liberation of your sheriff.
She gives you a dark look. Well, I suppose then you'll rot in here with the rest of us. She turns tail and leaves.
Come back. I've considered your request, and let's just dial it back to 2000, shall we?
2000, you should be lucky to get one.
One and a half.
She spits in her hand. One and a quarter.
One and a third?
One and a quarter.
I take it.
She shakes your hand. For some reason, I just assume you're standing on like a box, like roll up, you know, to get some light. She shakes your hand, then says, the sheriff's office is the one with the big sign that says sheriff. I assume you can get there from here.
Well, I won't be doing it. I'll be sending Upper E and a Triceratops.
I said prefer, whatever. She turns around and leaves. Oh, one more thing. Just watch out for David. He'll try to sell you something. Don't buy it.
Well, I doubt there's much concern of that happening.
Okay, so wait, has she paid me yet?
Not yet.
You don't want that. You're an up front, and then you leave.
Hooch.
Yeah.
At the creature's moor, you hear from behind you, well, well, well. What do we have here?
Good evening, sir.
You turn around to a very emaciated-looking elf wearing, like, a tails coat, you know, tails. Yeah. A big, like, top hat, like a nice suit with a bow tie. You look like you could use one of David's special remedies.
Perhaps I could. At the moment, my job here to employ is to make this particular purple worm part of the Hoglin Barter Circus.
Well, you know what'll help you with that, my good friend?
Yes.
He turns around and reaches into like a little sack that he's brought with him. Why, just David's magic elixir.
While I'm umming and ahhing about the fact she hasn't paid me yet, does it occur to me that Hooch might be being taken advantage of at this point?
You can see in the distance a man who you could only describe as a snake oil salesman talking with Hooch.
Can I send Flang Dangle to tell Hooch to extract himself from that situation forthwith?
I think I was already on my way. Yeah, he was already on his way.
I buy it. Whatever he's offering, it, Hooch. I'll buy it.
Well, how much gold do you have?
How much gold do I have?
How close am I to this?
You're within earshot.
Can I send Upper E to whip Fandangle to move faster?
Upper E looks at you and says, boss, I can either go over to the sheriff with a velociraptor or I can whip the boy.
Okay, can I send Upper E to do the sheriff with the Triceratops? And can I send...
A Triceratops?
Yeah, Triceratops.
All right.
Yeah, no, I never... Not velociraptor. Like, Triceratops can batter down
just
things.
Just destroy the building.
Exactly.
Like,
and Biggie. Can I send Taller E to whip Fandangle?
He grunts.
So close.
I'll swap. I don't think I have any gold, but I'll swap him a smoke stick, a butterfly. I'll just start emptying my bag.
Do you have any food?
Yeah. I got rations.
That pile of meat. That's
I'll take those rations.
Wait, no, I don't have rations.
But well, I'll take those rations off your hands.
I got meat for given to the creatures, but it's
for
still good.
God's sake,
snatches the rations from your hands and shoves the elixir into them. You arrive.
I have purchased for...
He's dropping rations into his sack.
No, hang on. What was your name, sir? Sorry.
Well, hello there. My name is David the Magnificent.
Right, David the Magnificent. Hi, my name is Flang Dangle, the Magnificent Acrobat. Now, what's happening here? Look, my uncle, a humble
transaction.
So he's not in his right mind, sir. So anything that's a transaction...
Well,
what
you know what'll help with that? He helps you uncork the bottle. Just big squeak.
Oh, my Lord. Hooch is...
Golly, you are not supposed to drink all that in one go.
I finished.
I just wanted to see if you would.
Yeah.
How am I doing?
You feel fine right now.
What did
I believe? For my body and my mind, it worked.
Right, then what did he give you for this, shall we say, elixir?
Nothing that he couldn't part with. He begins to tighten the drawstrings on his sack and start leaving.
Right.
I think whatever I gave to put him toward in his backpack was for the best of the situation, because I think my fixed my brain.
I just smile. Of course it did. Of course.
Am I seeing this happen?
If you're paying attention to it, yeah.
My attention's so divided. Is the sheriff's office being...
Yeah, Upper E is
point?
Slowly like...
You're just like micromanaging from behind, on top of a Triceratops.
I'm seeing him clearly being taken advantage
from the back of the Diplodocus. A point of high vantage point. You can see Upper E... Sorry, yeah?
Can I intervene at this point with the snake oil transaction?
Yeah, sure, you can go over there if you want. By the time you get there, though, the guy might be gone.
Like, can I ever try to...
He's hitching his sack and leaving. You could follow him, or you can go after... Or you can go grab Hooch.
Can I ever trip
him up? Who has begun throwing up, sorry.
Can I ever trip him up with my quarterstaff?
You can certainly try.
I'm going to try, but... No, you wait right here.
You swing, and he jumps over your blow. Well, I don't think I will. He turns tail and runs.
For fuck's sake.
You could chase after him, but he's got longer legs than you.
Right. What did you give him? Who? Oh, my God. You're just vomiting. Like,
Who do you want to go after?
Can I ride a Triceratops after David?
You most certainly can.
Okay. Can I take Taller E with me?
Just like the indignation.
Taller E has to come back from heading over there with a whip.
Did he succeed in whipping Flandangle?
He's still on his way with a whip.
I'm surrounded by amateurs. Okay.
What do you want from us? I did what you asked.
Fine.
I feel like from your character, Algernon, that like the Hogling name used to be like a very noble name. Like at some point we were like rulers of somewhere, and we've just like you were never a ruler, but like your parents' parents were. So you're like noble blood.
Element of entitlement.
I'm basically a king.
The deeper I'm getting into this, the darker I'm feeling my character going. Okay. I ride my Triceratops with great haste and vigor after David.
All right. David freaks the fuck out as you like charge him down with the Triceratops. He drops the sack and runs faster. Highs or lows?
Highs.
I imagine, like, in your office, you have, like, a portrait done of you as a lord.
Yes. like slims down and with actual hair.
Yeah.
David jumps a fence to get away from you and the Triceratops. Unfortunately, the fence he jumps is the fence that marks the boundary of where
this
Temperance
is. Exactly how I wanted this to play out.
Of where Temperance is. He's outside the fence for a brief moment before he realizes what he's done and where he is. The giant worm crashes down onto him.
Well, then.
When it slides off, there's just a red smear.
I watch with a cold, expressionless grin. Wait, no, sorry, not expressionless. I watch with a cold grin, and then I mutter to myself, we are going to make so much money off this thing.
Exelon is behind you.
Oh, hello. Exelon. Friends. Young Craig, I believe they call you. How are you?
Just stares at you with those giant eyes. He doesn't say anything. He never does.
Classic.
What ails you, my friend?
Exelon goes back into the tent.
I glance around to make sure nobody else has seen my moment, and then I turn my Triceratops and I ride back to where the sheriff's office is being breached.
It's like a no-nonsense ringleader.
Fuck.
That's a scary circus. Like, it seems like, you know the old adage, you don't need to run fast. What is it? Like, I don't need to outrun you. The bear, I need to outrun you.
Yes.
That seems like the foundation
of Algernon's personal philosophy, yes.
So, over at the sheriff's office, a lot of people, all of them with those weird patterns that you saw the guy outside with on their chest, they're all, like, bare-chested, are menacing on the upper-E and the Triceratops with spears and bows, and some of them have a smattering of gunpowder weapons, pistols and rifles. Every now and then you, like, well, as you approach Algernon, you hear like a one of them goes off. The Triceratops roars in pain.
Stop that!
Upper E backs off with the Triceratops. Oh, well, actually. Yeah, Upper E backs off with the Triceratops, preventing it from going on like a fucking rampage. The Triceratops slowly paddles backwards until it's even with you, Algernon. Upper E turns to you and yells from the back of his one. They are... some people in the sheriff's office, I think they're with the priest, did not take kindly to me trying to free the sheriff.
Shit.
Adam, the worm's on the other side of the town, no, yeah?
It's moving.
I'm going to walk towards its mouth again.
As you're walking, taller E catches up with you.
Ah! What did I do?
You take 4 points of non-lethal damage.
Ooh, just gotta quickly talk to like Hooch. Right, we have to stop this now. I think Boss wants us to kind of, I think just to go back with him.
Boss said, what? Move faster.
Oh,
move faster. Make a fuss into a particular worm to be a part of the circus.
Is that what he wants us to do? All right then.
Yes, sir.
Tola E has a hunch.
Yeah, it's not right for a halfling to be that big.
No, it is not. He was accidentally hit by a spell as a child.
I'll walk to the other side, to the moor. I guess, like, through the crowd.
Yeah, we just, I guess, keep going.
Like, Tola E follows you with the whip.
Now I'm roped into helping tame a beast for some reason. Okay. Right, so what's
meanwhile,
the plan here,
the
Hooch?
Sheriff's office.
Okay, options seem thin on the ground at this point in time.
Upper E says, I think we should maybe try this again a little later, boss.
I turn to the slowly approaching crowd, and in a wavering voice, I yell out, so how about that circus?
Heretics! Someone yells. You hear another gunshot.
Oh, boy.
A bullet rips through your torso.
What?
Uh-oh.
You take 6 points of damage. So you go from 16 to 10.
Oh, Jesus.
Upper E turns his Triceratops around as quickly as he can, and he says, I think it's best we try again later, boss.
We retreat.
You stomp away from the angry crowd.
That was close.
Good. Right then. Well, we're going to keep on trying to tame this here worm. Boy, worm!
You can't be making an angry face and putting violence into your language. You've got to be quiet and gentle like a mother's kiss. I throw the meat and then I whisper sweet nothings to the worm. How about now you work here for old Hooch? How about you be old Hooch's friend for a bit? All right now?
Can Hooch, with some time and patience, finally accomplish his game-long goal of taming the Great Worm? Unlikely. But find out next time on The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.